tune in. Tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in. What's happening, y'all? Today is April 19th, Thursday. This is the first show that we're doing starting Thursdays and this and every Thursday, y'all, 7 to 9 p.m. It's going to be blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife, 310-861-2317. Feel free to call in or log on. You can listen to the show either way. And have a good time, y'all. We're going to be doing this every week. Like I said, it used to be Tuesdays, but due to scheduling conflicts between myself and my lovely co-host, Ms. Nia Hernandez, we had a meeting and decided to go ahead and push the meeting to Thursdays, you know what I'm saying? So you can catch us here Thursdays, y'all, doing the Relationship World segment. And I just want to shout everybody out, man, to all y'all, man. Y'all showing so much love to this show. The numbers are ridiculous, man. The interaction, you know, people are, the reviews are wonderful. You know, I mean, you get your, you know, your here, there's, and I don't like this and I don't like that, but that's to be expected, you know, because the thing about life and the way things go, you can please some of the people some of the time, some of the people all of the time, but you'll never please all of the people all of the time. And one thing I do know is that trying to please others will lead you down to the door of misery. That's a Bill Cosby quote. So I'm going to keep it 100, y'all. I'm doing what I do for the ones that love it. If you don't like it, feel free to give your constructive criticism, and it will be taken into account. But if you're just hating, you know what I mean, you going to trust me. You know, we got ways of dealing with haters over here. You know what I'm saying? A handsome life, you'll be dealt with to a point that you won't be dealt with. Do that make sense? You got to understand, we're moving so fast, the train going so hard, we really don't have time to pay attention to any of the hate, you know what I mean? Because God is blessing, man. We have sponsors currently, you know, Karen Marie, want to shout her out. You know, she's got airspace, so we're going to be running her commercial about her play throughout the segment, so it's going down. We also got to give a major shout out to our co-host, Ms. Nia Hernandez, whose birthday was yesterday. So, you know, got to give a major shout out to her, man. You know, we got to get down, and, you know, we're going to play a little music for her. We also have a few of our other friends, Parrish with Serious Pimp, you know what I'm saying? He's one of our Serious Pimp affiliates, good friend of mine, you know, and I was over here at Handsome Life. He was, his birthday was yesterday as well. So, and Aaron Ragin, I got to look up her last name, but Aaron's birthday was yesterday, too. That's a friend of baby mama's, you know what I'm saying? So I got to shout her out, man. And let me see here. I'm going to go ahead and give all the birthday shouts out today. Why not? You know what I mean? I'm sitting right here. Hey, if y'all was watching the Heat game, man, who saw on the sideline? Somebody cut one loose, man, and everybody was holding their nose. That was hilarious, y'all. I was sitting here watching the Heat and everything before I got down to get on this radio with y'all. Nika Johnson, happy birthday. Christine, happy birthday today. Christine Harris, happy birthday. Cora Lavelle, the singer. Okay. Happy birthday, brother. Courtney McClain, happy birthday. Erica Golden, happy birthday. Azelle Ellis, no, it's Azelle's birthday today. Happy birthday, man. To Kenya Liggins, happy birthday. Naila Naeem, happy birthday. Satya Vani, happy birthday. And to Tim V. Harrell, happy birthday. And to legendary comic man, my homeboy, Tony Roberts, man, I see it's your birthday today, too. So, again, man, to all the people out there living, loving, and having a good time with their lives, man, you know, these birthdays keep coming. This song is for you. When we come back, y'all, we're going to talk about the death and the wonderful, well-spent life of Mr. Dick Clark. But for now, all y'all, it's your birthday.
Shout to LAD.
Girl, it's your birthday. Go, it's your birthday. That bitch in the club on defense, but you brought your A game. Man, I'ma give you heaven
if you leave with me, Charlie.
I wanna be your present.
Girl, unwrap me.
Say goodbye to these guys and hello to my ride. Gonna get us where we need to go. Cake, ha ha ha, you must be joking. But I tell you what, baby girl, I'ma bust that pussy. Gonna give you a back rub, then we'll hop in my hot tub. You vanish with my finger. Now I got that ass up to the point you're screaming out. It hurts, yeah. But you gotta admit it, quench your thirst, you're thirsty.
Now you know I beat it up, beat it goodbye.
cannot wait. January 8th, you know I speak hard. I'ma get the birthday, birthday, sex,
birthday today, and for those of you whose birthday it has been yesterday, I'm gonna tell you like this. Y'all know how Trey Love gets down. I can't change for nothing or nobody unless my sponsors tell me to. Now if my sponsors tell me to change and they're gonna give me some money, then I'll play different versions. But until then, you know what I'm saying, y'all better tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy of Comedy is in. Hey, Chevette, darling, I see you over there. How you been, loved one? Miss you, baby. Been real busy, you know, but I ain't forgot about you. Still on my heart and my mind, darling. Just know that you're listening and appreciate you for your continued support. And now that we have that, you know, the good stuff, the fun stuff, you know, the birthday stuff out the way, I gotta give homage to a fellow entertainer, a fellow host, and an all-around iconic figure, Mr. Dick Clark. I want to just pay homage to that man for what he did for just the entertainment world as a whole. This guy was a true pioneer and trailblazer of television. I mean, we all know, just even me talking right now, I mean, come on, it's 2012. For those of us who have grown up in this era, Will New Year's ever be the same without having Dick Clark being there to drop that ball? No, it won't. Yes, we do have to move on. And like my great-grandfather used to say, miss me, but let me go. But, yeah, we got to let go of Mr. Dick Clark. But I'm just really proud and glad to know a fellow American such as himself that just gave so much, man. And I'm going to just tell you straight up, you know, being an African-American, you know, being black, one thing I always do, you know, which, you know, being a black American is one of those things that, you know, we enjoy at least people sometimes just taking the time and paying attention to our talent and paying attention to what we do and giving us just a little bit of respect, just a little bit of homage, you know what I'm saying? Can we get some praise? And he was a great ambassador for that. People such as Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, the list goes on and on, man, you know what I mean? The boy... it's just a bad boy, man. And again, I always talk about life being a certain way and a certain thing. We all got to leave here, you understand? Just like you came here, you got to leave here. But ain't it cool? Richard Pryor said in a joke, some of y'all know, some of my comics that's listening know that Richard Pryor had a routine, and he used to say, cool ain't dying, you know, on the corner getting shot. That's not cool. Cool is being 85 years old, sitting around your great-grandkids on Christmas, and, you know, going away for the duration of your completion here in this human form on earth. So, I mean, he did it like a straight up rock star, man. And I want to just read a couple passages from, you know, something I looked up on the net, and just want to, again, just give him a major shout, man. And also, you know, just to tell you, you know, guys, it's a funny year. You know, we're looking at, you know, Whitney Houston being gone. We're also faced with Mr. Don Cornelius being gone. So many others, you know, forgive me for those that I didn't mention, but those are just the ones that came, you know, to my mind just recently, you know, just came to my mind. And it's just, like I said, it's ironic, you know, we're currently living this life, you know, without these people, you know, that were once such pillars of our lives. They were the, as Dick Clark said, music is the soundtrack to your life. You know, these people were the people. You know, Dick Clark has never met Trey Love. He's never shaken Trey Love's hand. But the reality of my entire life has been surrounded by seeing Dick Clark. So even, you know, myself being in the entertainment business, there's so many people that I won't meet, you know, that I hopefully have a good effect on. You know, I'm learning and growing in life, the position I'm in. You know, you got to be mindful of how you do things, things you say, because it has effects on people. And I just want to thank him for being the ultimate professional, the ultimate showman. You know, you didn't hear about Dick Clark in the news and all that kind of stuff with a bunch of crap going on. So I just want to thank him for whatever, you know, living and being a human being. And, of course, we all know making the mistakes that everyone makes, because that's just part of being a person. But at the same time, you know, being able to do what he did, and especially for what he did for the African community. African-American community, I just want to thank him for that. Dick Clark, the beloved host of American Bandstand, died Wednesday after a heart attack in Santa Monica, California. The 82-year-old is most closely associated with the live television show he hosted for more than 30 years, which helped make him one of the most powerful arbiters of pop music taste, says Post reporter Becky Crystal. From 1952 to 1987, Mr. Clark hosted various incarnations of American Bandstand for over the radio and later on national television. The program was a sensation because the prominent role it gave teenagers who were always shown clean cut in jackets, ties, and sweaters to vote on their favorite song. Ain't that something, y'all? See, that's game. You know what I mean? And I appreciate and thank him for that. That's game. You know, what he did was he didn't act like the children didn't have a voice. And I think that's something we should get back to now. Let's raise and teach and train our children, but also allow our children to have a voice, man. And thank you for that, Dick Clark. And again, this next song is dedicated to Dick Clark. And then from there, y'all, we're going to get into today's subject. When do you know it's over in a relationship? Yo, you know. I got a lot to talk about on that one, y'all. I've been through some things in my life. You understand what I'm saying? Man, enough to say I cried, just like I shed a tear today when I thought about Whitney Houston and Don Cornelius. And last but not least today, rest in peace, Mr. Dick Clark. This all goes out to you, bro.
How do I say goodbye to the good time that made us laugh, I'll wait back. I thought we'd get to see forever.
we get down over here on blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. Tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy is in. 310-861-2317 is the call-in number, man. Or you can check me out on facebook.com, Artistically Trey Love, and I'll be more than happy to chop it up with you. And I'm going to bring my lovely, lovely, lovely co-host on. I'm thinking, you know, we came up with a new name for her. I ain't going to shout it out right now unless you want me to, but got kind of a new name for her. But for now, you know what I'm saying, I think this will be the last time y'all hearing her come to the forefront like this. But y'all know we got to get it down. We got to show love, man. We got to keep it moving, keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? Let the past be behind us, man. Like I said, one love to Mr. Dick Clark. One love, Whitney Houston again. One love, Don Cornelius. And speaking of one love to people that are gone, you know, y'all, how many of y'all enjoy watching Tupac's hologram? I think it's phenomenal. I think it's amazing. I'm so happy for the brother, man. He ain't gonna never die. Pac so strong, he gonna come back as a ghost on y'all. You hear me? That's church. Next, y'all, coming to blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. Tune in, tell a friend. My co-host, Miss Nia Hernandez, is in. It's about to go down. Y'all ready for some chocolate sex with female? Yo, we want to hear about what happened on her birthday yesterday. Let's see if she going to tell us what's going on.
Are you ready? Yeah. Hello to Doug. It's Fergie.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
Coco Bella, everybody. Coco, what's happening with you, girl? Welcome to Handsome Life Radio. How are you today, woman?
Wowzers. I'm feeling great today. Thank you very much, love. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed, wonderful, darling, high and mighty, excited about life, and especially excited for you with your birthday yesterday. What's up? So you know everybody wants to know, what did, you know what I'm saying, Coco Bella do for her birthday yesterday? You know everybody want to know. Tell the people.
Being that it was my official birthday, and it's middle of the week, I didn't do a whole lot. I really didn't. My son, I felt love. He made me brunch. I was like, who does that? Not that one, but he did, and it brought tears to my eyes. I was like, you know, he does care.
Wow.
Didn't spend a little quality time, you know, across the way. Came back today, ready to get it in. I'm excited. My party officially will be Sunday at Sevilla's. Pat Cha-Cha in Ohio will be holding it down for myself, my girl Brenda, and my other girl April. So that's when
okay.
we get it in. So if anybody want to come out, please do.
Hold on. Let me write that down. Sunday, let me look at my schedule, because, you know, we got to go out here and get Nia drunk and take advantage of her. Coco. My bad,
hold
y'all.
Hold
I mean Coco.
Hold
y'all got to get with Coco Bella. We got to go get Coco Bella messed up. So let me see.
Okay,
so Friday, Sunday, man.
Of the host.
Okay, let me see. Let me look at that. Sunday, y'all, that's the 22nd. Everybody, say the spot again. Say the spot again, because I'm going to make sure everybody can watch.
He is Jazz House out in Riverside in the IE Rep. We're going to do it at about 9 o'clock. You know, I'm going to have to be a little late, fashionably late. I got to make my entrance.
Of course.
But, yeah, myself, Brenda, and April will be celebrating our birthdays. We're going to do it, you know, nothing major this year, but next year it's going to be out the ballpark. Trust.
Okay. I'm already knowing, because I know how y'all get down all that sexy Coco swag rolling on through, you know what I'm saying, getting down.
Yes.
So,
be dressed,
you know,
impressed.
We will be at that party. Getting down with you. So what we're going to do is, let me see, you got anything else to shout out? Because I know before we get into today's topic, I wanted to, you know, I know we both have a bunch of events to shout out. So let's pay some of these bills real quick. Tell everybody what you got going on, you know what I'm saying, upcoming in the next couple months.
Oh, we have the sexy softball event. We are all going to Vegas to continue my birthday celebration.
I heard about Vegas last night. I was talking to some people that kind of told me about Vegas, and I'm like, and they looked at me and said, Nia ain't tell you about Vegas? I said, oh, Nia don't tell me nothing.
Ooh, you know you wrong for that. Come on now. Sexy softball, me and my girls representing the L.A. team will be out in Vegas, and it'll be all five teams, actually, out in Vegas next weekend, April 27th through the 30th. We will be taking a party bus down there, so if anybody is interested, holla at your girl on Facebook. And then also we're having our Memorial Day event, all black blackout party with Cha-Cha Pat in Ohio and the best, because you know how we get down, we only get down with the best. So we're going to be doing our event next month. That's going to be May 27th, looking to have a really, really, really nice time. The event is going to be hot. So if you want to be anywhere, you want to be with us in the IE chilling.
Your
swag.
Well, all right. Nia is going down. I got to give a couple shout-outs and tell people about some other stuff, too. My homeboy, Finesse Mitchell, some of you guys remember him from Saturday Night Live fame, BET's Comic View fame. I actually started with this brother back many, many moons ago doing Comedy Man, and just to see his career blessed. He's going to be on the upcoming season of Single Ladies. So shout out to Finesse for that, man.
Okay.
You know, yeah, been around the game for a while. And y'all, that's my buddy, so I'm going to see if I can get him to jump on Handsome Life Radio and kick it with us sometime, man, and just get a little quick interview on him. I mean, I'm surrounding myself, man, with so many wonderful people, man. Him, my boy Bashir Sylvain, my other partner, Vincent Ward. Vincent, he's got a tour coming with his album, not his book, but he's done an album called Eartasms. We're going to get him on the show as well. We got a lot of stuff going on, y'all. Let me see. We're also going to work on getting Bashir Sylvain back on. He was on Love That Girl, Martin sitcom. I'm about to throw a pickup, y'all, just to tell you, this weekend, for those of you who are in town, I attended Chris Tucker's concert April 13th, Friday the 13th, just this past weekend, and it was phenomenal. And his brother Dexter are in a film together called Treasure in the Hood. You know, we did the film back in, like, 05, man. We just became really, really, really tight. We played brothers, so that movie made us brothers, and the both of us will be at the Bay Area Black Comedy Competition May 18th. Through the 20th, look that up, y'all. Black Comedy Competition, Bay Area Black Comedy Competition. Trey Love and Dexter Tucker will be on deck for that. Got to shout out this young comic, London Brown. He's out this way. I think he's from LA, if I'm not mistaken, and he opened up for Chris, and he was just utterly amazing, man. He really, really, really did his thing. So got to give him a shout out for what he did. My publicist, Emerald. Yo, I know you're listening, baby. We got a lot of stuff to do. We got the Brian White thing. Yo, for those of you who are paying attention to what's going on, I'm hosting Brian White's birthday party this weekend. I got to go back and go through all my details. I got so much other stuff to tell y'all about, so let me just get all that stuff out the way. Hope Flood's joint, she's doing something at the end of the month. I'll get all that information to you. Got to shout out my management team, G the Artist Management. Got to shout out my girl, DJ Jamar with Soul Candy. Man, we had a blast last night. Nia, you got to come out to Soul Candy every first and third Wednesday. You got to come out at least once a month. Come kick it with you.
Every day of the week, so I will be out there to shake, rattle, and roll with y'all.
Okay, that'll work. So we're going to have Coco. We're switching that name up. Coco in the building. Also, y'all know I'm doing that forum on the 27th. I'll get, you know, I got it. Like I said, I'm just shouting stuff out. I got to get information out on that, the 27th, I'm doing the forum where I'm going to be with other gentlemen expressing how men feel in relationships. A lot of times, you know, things are overlooked, but ladies, trust me, I'm going to give it to you real. And my thing is, I listen to brothers sometimes, oh, I can't be hurt, ain't no woman ever hurt me. Stop lying. That's how I be coming with it. So I'm going to let you know the truth. If a man say a woman can't hurt him, something wrong with him, he ain't real, because we feel the same way, man. I'm just let you ladies know that. We cry over y'all. We be hurting. We just don't talk to each other because that is kind of punkish. Be like, hey, man, I need to talk to you. No, we're not listening to each other's problems. That's what y'all do. Y'all do that. I mean, we trust the same. But, oh, I'm not going to call my dog. Hey, man, let me tell you something. No, it's not going to happen that way. Shout out to my boy Romaine Simon. We're doing actually so much together, man. Me and Romaine are doing films together. we're doing a TV series together that's airing on certain stations, man. The brother, you know, it's like a 1-2 combination punch, man. I'm out here doing my thing on the actor side. He's out here doing his thing on the director side, man. And we've come together to just, bam, bust him in the head. To Darren LaJuan Hendon, too. He hooked me up with some stuff. Got to give Darren a shout-out. Y'all know he usually calls into the show, one of our major, major connects. And last but not least, I just completed the David Arnold Art of Stand-Up comedy class. And I just want to say to David, straight up, man, thank you for giving that class. I went to the American Comedy Institute back many moons ago, y'all, to start and actually get myself together and kind of prepare, because I was a raw comic, you know, but I knew God gave me a gift. So then from there, you know, I currently have taken this man's class, and y'all, I'm booking everywhere. I mean, I'm doing flappers now. I'm doing the improv. I got dates coming up at the Comedy Union again. I got dates at the Comedy Store. You know, I'm going to be out in the IE doing some stuff with y'all. I mean, it's just going all the way down. So I just want to, again, man, just thank him for that class, man. And I'm going to play this commercial, y'all. And then from there, we getting ready to get down and dirty into this, today's topic, which is, when do you know that it's over? This commercial, y'all, we're going to play. It's for a play coming up. One of our sponsors, Karen Marie, sent this out here. So we got to show love, man. This is paying bills, you feel me? And if you want a commercial made and or aired on blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife, please don't hesitate to inbox me. Prices are very, very low. You better catch them while they're low. You know what I'm talking about? Church.
Gil, a loving husband. Peyton, a devoted wife. Best friends, or are they really? Somebody's keeping secrets. Somebody's telling lies. Danger is lurking from within. A betrayal so shocking, you won't see it coming. A book so suspenseful and heart-pounding, it will have you on the edge of your seat. Watch out. This novel gives a whole new meaning to the phrase, keep your friends close, and your enemies even closer. Closer than enemies. The debut novel from Arkansas author Karen Coleman. Visit KarenColeman.org and get your copy today. Closer than enemies.
All right. Shout out to Karen Coleman. I was calling her Karen Marie. That's how I know her on Facebook. But Karen Coleman, that commercial is going to air throughout the next couple of weeks because, hey, you know, she's doing her thing, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's, like I said, if you want to get down and get over here and knock it out, man, prices are real low. They better catch us while we're doing it like that. You feel me, Nia?
I'm listening to you because you know what? After a while, you're going to be calling in and there's not going to be space and or there's not going to be prices within your budget. So get it while the budget's there.
They better catch it while they can catch it. So listen.
All I got
is
$5 in Lent. It's not going to do it.
Exactly. Exactly. What we're going to do, y'all, is we're going to get into this topic, but I'm going to play a hip-hop artist that I admire, respect, a very close friend of mine. And, I mean, yo, this just the girl right here. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go on and get some of her music grooving and whatnot. And then from there, y'all, we're going to get down and dirty with this topic. Shaquise, I see you on the line. To all my listeners, yo, y'all stay tuned. Tune in. Tell a friend. The Playboy Comedy is in. 310-861-2317. Or if you want to chat, meet me on Facebook.com. Artistically Trey Love. It's about to go down. Relationship woes, y'all.
Yo, Jinx, man, we gotta find somebody that's down for hers, man. All these girls sipping, man. Who you think fit the category?
It's me, the brand new intelligent black woman, Y-O-Y-O, with you. Yo, yo, but I'm about to be played like I was made by mistake. But this yo, yo was made by woman and male. I'm all about her rise up in the water. But her heart's superior to handle any male, any time, any rock, any flow, any show. And if you act like a dude, then we fly in love. Rhyme.
play with my yo yo.
Husband. Peyton, a devoted wife. Best friends. Or are they really? Somebody's keeping secrets. Somebody's telling lies. Danger is lurking from within. A betrayal so shocking, you won't see it coming. A book so suspenseful and heart-pounding, it will have you on the edge of your seat. Watch out. This novel gives a whole new meaning to the phrase, keep your friends close. And your enemies even closer. Closer Than Enemies, the debut novel from Arkansas author Karen Coleman. Visit KarenColeman.org and get your copy today. Closer Than Enemies.
Karen better do her thing, man. Closer Than Enemies. I mean, yo, that's going to go down. I can't wait to see that play. Karen better get... Karen, I know you're listening. Look, I need to be able to play one of them characters because I'm cynical. And Nia, she could probably set it up where me and you could get together, and I don't want your dude to get mad because it is acting, but we might have to do some kissing.
You know, I did have to dance around something last night. He looks at my Facebook page and says, who's that dude with the black cap on looking like he was about to tongue you down? I was like, what are you talking about? I don't even understand what you're talking about. Long story, picture of us on Super Bowl Sunday. So he proceeds to say, it looked like he just kissed you. I said, I have never, and then I was like, wait a minute. So I really can't say, because I don't want to lie, right? Like, that's my new dude. I got to walk the walk and sometimes. So I was like, so remember the time we went and we had to do the picture and the film?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so what happened was, then I had to, you know, let it all out. And he was like, yeah, okay. I'll make sure to handle that.
Yes, everybody. I'm going to let y'all know I'm going to keep it real 100. It was business, but the girl can kiss. I mean, she can really, really kiss. I'm not going to lie. At the fellas that be checking her out, I'm here to tell you live on the radio right now. Everything that you imagining, yes, it's the same way. The girl can kiss, and it's business.
Can you elaborate on that kiss, please?
What? That we was kissing? I mean, that you was kissing
were
me?
Were we?
No, I'm joking. Okay. I'm just serious. Don't pay me really no attention. No, but seriously, it was all done in a very professional manner. It was only a role, and it was a very PG cheek kiss. It was not, unfortunately.
I'm not going to be a part of this. You go down, I'm not in this boat.
But fellas, I'm going to just say to the fellas, like, yes. You tell your new dude that if I was him, I'd just chill out because I want to be her. I would be her new dude, her old dude, her dude. That's the kind of woman you just stay around. That's good stuff. Okay, speaking of being good stuff, let's go right into today's topic. I'm going to let you start the topic off. Then from there, I'm going to elaborate, and then we're going to bring we already got a caller on the line, and hopefully we get some more people to call in, man, because I know this is a hot topic. And don't forget, everybody, you can either chat with myself or Nia online, and we will get your feelings expressed. So go ahead, Nia, run it.
He said run it. So what we're talking about today is relationships. How do you know when you've healed truly from your past relationship? How do you know when it's really, when you're really over it? Because it oftentimes, you know, as adults, we typically, I know from a woman's point of view, I can't speak from a man's point of view, I can only speak from mine. And, you know, you feel like you've gotten to this point where you're feeling liberated, you're feeling the level of growth, and hey, I'm past dude. And then dude sends you a text message at 1 in the morning wishing you happy birthday, and you're like, huh?
I know that sounds personal, don't y'all know? I hope everybody else hears what I just heard. That sounded a little personal.
I'm just saying I was good, and then I woke up to a text message saying happy birthday, and I was like, I'm not sure how I'm supposed to feel about this. Like, I had a whirlwind of emotions. So
wow.
I personally would like to think I'm over that situation. And so I want to know what other people think. What do others feel like are clear indicators of I'm past this situation, I'm over this relationship, and the door is closed? I'm not saying the door is open. It's not even cracked. But I'm just saying, how do you know? Or is it when you don't feel anything? Do you look forward to hearing from the person? Do you not? Are you just, I mean, what is that indicator that just says, yes, we're good?
Well, first of all, what I want to thank you for, what I truly thank you for, is just being real. So many people hide behind what they truly feel. For you to even admit that you felt a wealth of emotions, that shows a real human characteristic about yourself, and I want to thank you for that, for allowing yourself to be on the radio and expressing to people how that feels, because a lot of times people try to hide around what they're really going through. And here's my thing. The fact that you did feel those wealth of emotions, here's the deal. There are levels, just like there are levels to getting into a relationship, there are levels to totally getting out of and getting over a relationship. Let me explain. We've talked about, okay, at what level do you think you should be here or there with a person? Should you be having sex before this time? You know, once you are having sex, are you exclusive? You know, this and that. Breakups go like this. And this is my opinion. Feel free to call in, chastise me, chat with me, anybody, and especially you. But here's my thing. Breakups have levels. Like, say it's just one of those, I'm really not feeling this person, the person per se didn't cheat on you or something like that, or it's just the relationship. I've been in relationships where, you know, me and the person kind of thought we liked each other, and then really quick it just dissolved. You know, I went my way, they went theirs, and it's like, hey, you know what, why are we doing this kind of thing? And that's when it's easy to break up in one of those, why are we doing this kind of thing, you know what I mean? But then when you have, say, a financial investment, you have a child investment, you have time investment, you know, what happens then, you know, and just like what you said, you know, you're feeling this thing. Like, how long, just curious, how long were you and this gentleman together?
8 years.
See, that's what I'm talking about, 8 years. I mean, you know, I like to compare things to a person. Like, when I tell somebody, hey, look, man, I've been doing comedy 15 years, and then I tell you, look at a 15-year-old kid. You know what I mean? When you look at an 18-year-old kid as opposed to a newborn, that 8 year, that those 8 years, those 8 Christmases, those 8 birthdays, those 8 Easters, those 365 8 times, you know what I mean? No matter what, that it's like if you have a dog, and I'm not comparing relationships to an animal, but seriously, if you have a dog for 8 years and your dog dies, you're going to be feeling kind of messed up.
Most definitely.
You know? And here's the thing, there's nothing wrong with that. That's very human. You know, that's very human. We have a caller on the line. We have Shaquise on the line. Let's let her jump in and kind of give her opinion. I know she generally has some excellent advice, so let's see where she comes from with it.
Hey,
what's up, Shaquise? Welcome to Handsome Life. How you doing?
Hi, Nia. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Man.
How are you?
Oh, good, sweetie, and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
I was just calling in first and foremost, hold on, sidebar, guys. I had a groupie moment Friday morning when I heard Trey Love's name on KKLH. So just know that I screamed and I said, I know him. Okay. yeah, I had a groupie
moment. Y'all
got to
let me know. What was that? What did I do this? I didn't even know about that. I was on the radio. What did they say about me? What
they were talking about, did you have an event the night before on a Thursday?
Yes, I did.
I don't know. I tell ended, and they were giving props out to the comedians, and you were one of them.
Oh, wow.
And so I was driving the car with my husband. I'm like, babe, I know him, you know. And so, I had a groupie moment. So congratulations.
Thank you.
You had a nice shout-out on KVLH.
God
and,
good, y'all. God good.
Yeah, he is. And, okay, so back to the subject at hand here. Wow. Breaking up. Oh, gosh. The satisfaction. You know, back in the day, it comes in maturity levels. Back in the day when you're a youngster, teenager, teeny bopper, coming into that young adult, the 20s, you know, you weren't happy until you seen dude hit the ground. Or you weren't happy until you seen dude walk up with a chick uglier than you. But now when you get a little older, you kind of get away from your things. Long relationships, I normally have longevity in my relationships. I think now that I'm with the person I'm with, if it were to happen to me, Lord knows. I mean, I don't even want to think about it. But in the past, it was no big deal to me. In fact, a lot of people mistake me for a lesbian because I didn't care if I broke up with a dude. So I really didn't care. It was like, okay, whatever. I got to go to work. I got to make my cheese. But now that I'm a little older and I have a kid and we have time and the world invested and into this relationship, I think I would be really sick. I know I would be sick. Because he's not only a friend and a lover, he's a friend. He's on all that. I'm a friend.
Partner.
So it makes it, you know, you don't want to lose a friend, you know, because you know once you, I mean, he knows things that don't nobody else know, you know, just based on how I sleep. He knows if I'm sleeping right or I know whether or not he's asleep. I can wake up out of a clear sleep knowing that he's awake.
Right.
I can tell by the way he pee if he's okay. You know, just, you know, things of that nature, just that personal. So to start all over in this crazy world, I'm good. It would probably be a definite long time before I would have another relationship.
Wow. Well, Nia, how you feel about what she just said? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I agree with what she was coming from as far as, like, knowing, you know, you can feel a person's vibe, you know, when they come in the house or something, you know, that, especially like with 8 years, you know, I'm sure that you knew things about him just inside out, you know, with all that time you all were together, you know?
Oh, most definitely. And so, you know, I agree with what she's saying. And you know, when it comes to the healing aspect of it, you know, I've been told that for every year that you spend together, it takes 2 years to get over the person.
Damn.
And she's right. When we first broke up, I was sick. I got down to 119 pounds, and I'm a sister.
Oof. Now, see, that's that good loving when you're losing weight. That's what
right.
I'm talking about right there. No, seriously,
no,
Nia, I'm respecting you for that. That's when it's serious.
It was
right.
serious.
That's good.
Like, that was that one. And so, you know, being sick is an understatement. You know, I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. You know, it was tough, and I thank God for the people that he put in my life. You know, my brother Jimmy, my other boy Sean Goins, those two, without them in my life, telling me, get up, Nia, take a shower, get out the house, go do something, you know, meet me at the bookstore so I can show you, you know, this book so that you can read this, so you can see that you're not the only one that's gone through this. If I didn't have strong men in my life that are friends, that cared about me and my well-being, I don't know where I would have been. My best friend flew from Texas out here, just didn't call, nothing, just, hey, I'm at Ontario International, come pick me up, because she was worried about me. And so without those people, you know, there to pick me up and set me on the right track, today wouldn't be today for me, you know, and I don't know that I would be here today, and I'm thankful for that. But I want to know, how long does it take to heal, really? Is it that 2 years for every 1 year that you spent together? Because I feel like I'm good, I'm happy, I'm in a healthy relationship, the person is a cool dude, he treats me well, we vibe, we get along. But I promise you, when I got that text message, I was like, huh? Like, it just...
You are so real, man. See, that's what,
like,
see, that's what I mean, straight up. I love having you as a co-host just for that. I mean, y'all got to understand, she is not afraid of her realness, and that's what I admire about you. Like most, like I said, not just especially men, but you know, most women, you know, with this and that. But you're woman enough to be on the show saying, "Dang, you know, I got a text message from like," and it's like, "Whoa, just a happy birthday." That is so real, and I appreciate you for that. Because so many women, especially sisters, try to get this, I don't need no man kind of kind of crap. And it's like, come on with that, man. Like, just not even saying, you know, I understand you strong and independent, and that's fine. And you can function without, you shouldn't, I'll put it like this here. Another, your happiness should not be determined by another person. Yes, that I agree with. But at the same time, when a person says, I don't need, I mean, come on, man. A person of the opposite sex, that's the most beautiful bond. That's the most perfect and wonderful relationship. And that's something that we all need, cherish, and in my opinion, desire. It makes life worth living when you're with that person and y'all at the park and y'all, you know what I'm saying, going through. You know that, like Beyonce said in this little interview on Entertainment Tonight, she was like, every Friday I know I got a date. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when you're young, I truly believe that every person, male and female, I call it the college years. You should experiment during your college years. You get out there and have a good time. You know, protect yourself. Don't be out here making no babies. You know what I mean? Don't make permanent relationships on a temporary thing. You know what I mean? Have your fun. You know, but we all made mistakes. But in my opinion, we should, you know, just because he is my thing, you know. You know, I would hear people give me, like, religious views and this and that. But there, to me, there's nothing wrong with even a female experiencing and learning different things about herself, her body, her likes, her dislikes. These are things that when you get with a person, you say, okay, like, I get with women and I say, mate, okay, I dated a woman that did this and I didn't like that. I dated a woman that did this and I didn't like that. I had to explain, you know, too much to this woman. So I find myself going through these things. So how is it going better benefit and work for me in the long term? And when it comes to how your question of how long it takes to get over a person of a serious relationship, I would say this. I would say God bless for the people that you had in your life, because those are the things that get you over stuff. I've had, and I'm not going to go into details, but I have had a very severe heartbreak within my life, and I was touched. I was hurt. I wanted that woman back. I was really dealing with some things. But, you know, I'm going to tell you the goodness, the God's honest truth. And, I mean, for the folks that's going to get mad with me for saying this, I'm going to keep it real. The best way to get over a person is to get you another person. Because once I got, you know, and that don't mean kid, just, no, I'm just keeping it 100. It a lot of times, but like when they call it, what they call it, rebound. Hey, I'm going to tell you, I'm not saying get in a whole full relationship, but when you're hurting like that, and I mean times, because I'm going to tell you, especially for men, you know what I'm saying, because we have to rise to the occasion. When you're hurt and devastated, and I always have a joke about running around, drinking vodka and smoking Newports and whatnot, because when you're hurting like that, you're not even thinking about anything sexually or intimately, you know what I'm saying, intimacy like that. You just want to stop this hurt and this pain, and you hope this girl answer your calls, you know, you just like, damn, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, I'm speaking from experience. I can't speak for no other person. I'm speaking from my personal experience. And that takes time. But once you know, you kind of clear the air a little bit, and like you see how your friends took you out. You know, I believe in like the way to get over something that you know is not going to be there anymore. I'd be damned. And I totally disagree with 8 years. It's going to take you 16 years. Please, F that. Here's my thing. What you did was you got with your friends. You understand what I'm saying? They took you out. They made life back worth living, you know what I mean? And then when you, the first time, you know, and it does take time. Take your time and kind of hurt a little bit, let that wound heal, but then there's going to come a time when, hey, you see somebody else and you guys find yourself attracted to each other, that kiss, that moment of intimacy, that, you know, those little dinners and whatnot, and then you just start getting that person off your mind. But see, when people do stuff like what the dude did, you know, making sure he texted, I mean, I got to give him credit for having good game, because he knew what he was doing. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, me, I'm going to just be a man about it. I'm a dude. We ain't just going to let you get, especially when we really like you, we ain't just going to let you get over us like that. You feel me? How you feel about that?
I completely find that selfish and crazy, personally.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. But it's real.
You know, I really don't think it's game. I think for him, I think he's a confused person. I think he's young, still-minded, you know.
Oh,
and
my God.
I think
here she go.
Oh, no, not even that. I think he's got some opportunity for growth, right? But I personally, all I truly care about is where I am. Am I in a healthy place because that text message affected me? Because when I woke up yesterday morning, after reading his text message, the first thing that happened was my best friend called me. She, hey, happy birthday. We get into an hour and a half discussion. And, of course, I bring up the text message, and she says, so what did you say? I said, I deleted it. What do you mean, what did I say? She said, what would you have normally said if it would have been me, if I would have sent you a text message, what would you have said? I would have said, thank you, I love you, I miss you, you know, whatever. Thanks for thinking about your girl on her birthday. She said, and if it had been just one of your everyday friends, I said, I would have said something very similar. And she said, so why would your response be any different to him? You guys spent 8 years together. Why wouldn't you have responded with a thanks? I said, because I was mad that he sent me that text message. And she said, don't let someone else change how you would react. She said, that's not a healthy place. You need to at least respond to him with a thank you or a thanks or whatever. She said, you don't have to have any conversation after that. Just don't let him get to you and don't let him know that he got to you. So I had to send thanks.
Well, see, you know, Nia, this is... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just saying I didn't appreciate it, but I had to send thanks so that I look good. But I'm still concerned about the fact that there was a reaction there, and the reaction wasn't a positive.
But listen, babe, let me tell you something. You know me and you, what made us friends in the first place was how, you know, that first time when you was like, I ain't going to call him, and I told you straight up, call him. Here's my thing. And I'm going to tell you this, and I hope you, because I listen to you, you know, and I ain't one of your girlfriends that's going to sit there and sugarcoat stuff. That's why as a man, no, real spit. As a man, it's times I need to talk to you, my homegirl, that's going to give me game from a woman's point of view. You see what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to give you the real game from a man's point of view as your homie. You ain't over the brother. That's it, period, point blank. Because I'm listening to you. I even listened to you that night. We was outside the club talking to you. It was like, man, I don't want to call him, man. And why was I able to convince you to call him? And even for him to send you the text, you know what I'm saying, and for you to be going through all this, I'm going to be a man about it. I'm going to be your friend to you and tell you. But see, here's another thing I'm going to tell you, too. It ain't a damn thing wrong with that.
Wow.
That's what I need you to understand. See, where a lot of females, you understand, where I personally feel like women, you guys need a good male friend, not just a male friend. Somebody's going to say, oh, yeah, sweetheart, I know. A male friend that's just going to just sugarcoat it and take your side. You need a real brother that's going to tell you, like, you asking yourself, even you questioning yourself right there, lets me know the woman who I know, the smart, intelligent, the jazzy behind Nia that I know, the showstopper Nia Hernandez that I know to be, this nigga gonna text me, boy, look, it's still feelings there. So on the real side, this, like I said, it's coming from the real side. So for your new boo, I'm going to tell you like this. Be smart about it. Be all into him. Kiss him, hug him, love him. Be with him. Love him. Love him hard. Because that's the only way you're going to get over dude. You see what I'm saying?
That sounds like I'm transferring feelings. I mean, I really want to make sure that, and when I say this with this understanding. One, mm-hmm. I don't want him back because I will never, ever.
I didn't say
trust
you wanted him back. I didn't listen
to
him. See, here we go. I didn't say you wanted him back because
So I'm saying, what I'm saying is, I don't want him back. I know that our relationship is done and over with. I don't understand why there was still a reaction. That's what my concern is.
Because you're a human being. That's why it was a reaction. And again, you ladies need to stop beating themselves up, trying to be this big, strong, can't nobody hurt me, because you're a human being, because you're a woman, because you had a natural, normal feeling. You're upset with yourself because you had a natural, normal feeling. All you should do at this point, in my opinion, is go, you know what? I ain't going to lie. It got to me. I thought about him. And see, that's my thing. Accept it. That's what you got to do first and foremost. Accept what you felt. Don't fight it. And the thing is, don't respond. Don't get me wrong. See, here's the thing. What I'm going to tell you how to get over it. How to get over it is not to respond, not to engage. You understand? Not to play into his hands. That's how to get over it. But the natural feeling of having that feeling is normal. It's natural, and it's nothing wrong with it. And no, you may not be over him, but let me tell you something, sweetheart. Time heals all wounds. You will get over him. And when you say transfer feelings, here's my thing. When you get with the brother you're with now, you just, I'm sure, like I said, a superstar like you, I know the brother can't be no chopped liver. He got to be some kind of something. So what you need to do is when you're sitting down and you're having dinner with this man, you know, and you're talking to this man and you're spending time with this man, you need to let go and just love. You know what I'm saying? And don't even think about dude. You feel me? Don't engage. Don't respond. If it's really that over, then don't call, don't respond. Because, see, we men, man. Let me tell you something about us, baby. We conquerors, honey. You got to understand, we lions, man. You know what I'm saying? We roam the jungle, baby. everything we get. And let me tell you something, ladies, I mean, I'm talking real. Once we get you, we had you, we pretty much look at it as a life commitment until you get married to somebody else, real spit. Because once
wow.
we get you, we got you. And I'm telling you the truth, baby. I'm going to play this song, and I'm going to let my girl Shaquise come back because I know she got something to say. So lay back. I hope you marinate on what I'm talking about, sister.
You know I am.
Keeping secrets. Somebody's telling lies. Danger is lurking from within. A betrayal so shocking, you won't see it coming. A book so suspenseful and heart-pounding, it will have you on the edge of your seat. Watch out! This novel gives a whole new meaning to the phrase, keep your friends close, and your enemies even closer. Closer Than Enemies, the debut novel from Arkansas author Karen Coleman. Visit KarenColeman.org and get your copy today. Closer Than Enemies.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. So I got to shout out my girl Big T tonight, free owner of Fix Oddy Smile and True. They have an event coming up, y'all, May 12th, 2012, at the L.A. Convention Center. It's the Mother's Day show, the annual one. I went to the one last year. It was off the chain, 6 to 10 p.m., free gifts for first 100 guests. Y'all make sure y'all check that out. Yo, you know I'm running this ad agency over here. Now we got to get back to our girl, man. Nia.
Hey, hey, hey.
You all right over there? You marinating on that good game?
I actually am, and I received a question through Facebook from someone that says, when you break up, should you stop all contact with their family? So my response to the listener, as I was trying to type it, which I thought that was a very, very good question.
That's a damn good question, whoever that is. That's a good question.
My response to that would be definitely not. I mean, and I won't say definitely not. I'll say in a situation where you've had a good relationship with that person's family, I would say that you should definitely maintain that relationship. Now, I would say take some steps back to make sure that you're healed and that you can handle that relationship. And understand that, you know, you have to be careful in how you approach it because there could be instances where if you all are hanging out and that person shows up with somebody new, you got to be able to handle that situation. I mean, you have to think, there's a lot involved in there. But if you have a positive relationship with their family, then definitely you want to maintain that.
Let me get in my opinion. Let me come with what Trey Love has to say. Nah, because this is real talk. If you see, let me tell you, I love the women, right? This is what they used to do, you know, back in the day when I was a young player, you know what I'm saying, get my teenage on, you know, back when I was, you know, young little whippersnapper, you know, I was dating, and I was dating heavy, you know what I'm saying? You 15, 16 years old, what I'm supposed to do? I like you, you like me, we going to kiss, and we going to dismiss. I'm going to see you at the dance, you know what I'm talking about? But then they want to get all tight with my mama and stuff, and I, like, they real tight and all this, you down with my mama. And my mama told me one time, I never forget this, she said, I don't want to meet no more of your girlfriends, because every time I like one of your girlfriends, you breaking up with them. Here's my thing to everybody. If you not with the person, I would say if you're not in any type of business with the family, or you and that person don't have children together, Nia said it best, yeah, do get your heel on. But my thing realistically is you need to be pretty much doing you. And it's like you're trying to hang on. You see, because I've seen it so many times before where you know, you at a party and it's, you know, the auntie party, and, you know, she got her girlfriends there, but then it's the her brother's ex. She's at all the parties. Now, he done broke up with her. He with a whole nother woman and all this stuff, but the ex still like to hang around. To me, that's one of them things where still feelings there. What you, like, straight up, do you, and I ain't trying to, people's friendships and relationships. Like I said, if it ain't no kids involved, it ain't business. What are you really doing still hanging out with the family member? Do you understand what I'm saying? Unless you and the family member tight and probably say y'all go out together and y'all kick it. And I'm, another thing, too, because I know women. I'm going to put y'all out there. Don't be doing this. Girl, how he doing? Girl, he got a new job. Yeah, I seen his car. You understand what I'm saying? You sitting up talking to his sister, mama, auntie, and, you know, we're trying to find out what's going on with him. You know what I mean? And to brothers and whatnot. Like I said, and dudes is different, because how I look going by your mama house and me and you ain't together no more. You know, that just ain't really, and we ain't been together 2-3 years. We ain't got no kids together. Why me and your mama that doggone tight? Well, I'm going over here to see your mama. You know what I'm saying? Or your daddy or your brother or something. We ain't got no kids and we ain't got no business involved. Straight up. That's one of those things, ladies. I appreciate the questions, but like I said, I'm going to give it to you raw and real. That's one of those things. Don't try to make an excuse to still find a way to be around this brother, unless you really want to be there.
I am sharing what you're saying, and I can definitely see that. So it really is a situation, you know, every situation is going to be different. Why you hold on, if that's holding on, or if it's, you know, there really is a close relationship, but you guys didn't happen to work out, but the family is really close with you. I mean, that all of that is something that you have to really weigh, you know, yourself and say, what's going to be best for me? I always tell people to look at it from what's healthy for me, because if you can stand the hurt, and, you know, this is a necessary relationship, and you can handle the fact that you may run into this person, and you're doing it strictly because there is love for his family or her family, but there's nothing between you and you're fine with moving on, do what's best for you, what's going to keep you in a healthy place in life, because ultimately your mental health, physical health, that's what's best and most important.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying. You know, you gotta, because that, to me, a lot of that is mental stress and strain on yourself. You know, it's a way of trying to keep in touch with the dude. All right, let me do. Gotta run another ad real quick. Y'all, every first and third Wednesday, 9:30 p.m. to 2 a.m., you can catch myself doing the Trey Love Lounge at La Fonda, 2501 Wilshire Boulevard, 90057. Y'all hit me with the inbox for more details and information. Shout out to DJ Jamar. We're going to play her mix down next, y'all. DJ Jamar gets it in, man. She's a hustler's hustler, man. She makes things happen. Excellent promoter, great DJ. Shout out to her and her husband, man, for all they do. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to have Nia come out and do her thing on the next one. Matter of fact, I might see about next week, because, y'all, we're having Dramaganza live on stage, as well as Comedian Screw. We may have her, Nia, come out and, you know, we do something special for her birthday. I'm going to work that out and let y'all know by next week how we're going to do that. I got my homegirl. She's going to jump on for a minute. Pebble say she want to say what's up to Handsome Life Radio and kind of, you know, give her spill on the field. What's up? What's up, Pebbles?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So we was having a discussion about how do you know when you're over a person? Like, what? Tell me about an experience that you had or what you're going through, you know?
Right now I'm not going through anything, but I've had an experience
before with someone that I've been all into. And I think the best way to get, like, stay away from someone is just cut off all ties. No phone calls. Don't be around the family, because you never know, if you're around the family, you might see that person and then, you know, feelings might rekindle. But I've had one person that honestly I could say I'm still not over. I just can't get this person out my head. Nothing in the world.
Oh, yeah, you still got somebody on your mind like that.
Yeah, I do.
You can't share. Go on and put it out there. Who is this dude? Who is he? What'd he do?
I don't know if I should put him out there. Can I?
Hey, so how are you working on getting over this dude? Is there any particular things you're doing to get over this guy?
Actually, I mean, I try not to talk to him as much as I want to, but I still have my ways of checking on him. I, like, you know, send little messages every now and then to his Facebook. I actually, like, I'm at one point in time, I was infatuated with him. I'm, like, literally so infatuated with him that I have my 7-year-old son, and I actually gave my 7-year-old son his real name. So it's kind of like a big infatuation.
Okay. Well, I wish you truly the best in this situation. And, you know, life is to be lived. It'll probably all work out in your favor. That is amazing. Nia, how you feeling about that? She named her child after this dude.
Hey, I don't judge. You know me. That's not my good.
Nia, like, hey.
Personally, I would say stay away from the dude because, again, my ever thought and my first thought will always be, how healthy is that situation for you? You're leaving your heart out there open to being hurt and damaged even more. So when the right dude comes along, is he going to be able to grasp your attention, because you're still kind of dabbling in that old pot? And I never tell people what to do. We are all grown. We have to make our own decisions, run into our own brick walls, do our lives our way. But I would say definitely, you know, as hard as it may be, because infatuation, I think at some point I was there with my ex-husband, same thing. You know,
wow.
I mean, it was something serious to the point where I was like, I couldn't sleep. I would be like panicky, like, oh, my God, where is he at? Who is he with? And then I just had to realize, look at all the craziness that's going through my head right now, and this dude is out here kicking it with somebody else, and it's not even a thought for him. Like, he's fine. He's good. He's not crying. He's not sick. He's not upset. And I'm upset, and I'm going through all these emotions while he's out there enjoying life, and I had to realize that I have to take control of my own life and regain and choose to be happy myself. And at the point that I did that, it was exactly that. You know, I read a book, oddly enough.
I read a book. I love it, y'all.
Because you know, Black people come to stuff like, go see a therapist. Read a book.
I have and done. Okay, Darren's on hold. I'll see you, Darren. But, yeah, see, here's the thing. I love that you just said that, Nia. And, again, I just have so much respect for your realness and rawness. Like, when you said go see a therapist, that's why even I'm doing shows like this, because I want to kind of give – I like to kind of give people somewhat of a therapy. My thing, Pebbles, is if you can maintain a friendship with this person and you and that person, you know what I'm saying, are cool and, you know, if he's made it clear that, look, it's not going to go there, then, you know, you got to respect that. And just, I mean, if y'all cool, be cool. If you can handle being cool with him. But like Nia said, like I say, in certain relationships, if it's to the point that you still want to hold on, you know, talking to people's sisters and mamas and aunties and uncles, you know, all that isn't, in my opinion, necessary. I'm going to let you get back to what you're doing, though, sweetheart. Thank you so much for your time and call. Matter of fact, I'm going to play two cuts. The next cut I'm going to play, stay on the line, because I'm going to play some of that old 305 for you. You know what I'm saying? You hear me, pal?
Okay.
But this song definitely goes out to Nia for just being an inspiration to myself, being a good friend, and just showing, like, and it, I love the way we vibe, because it's like she give me game, I give her game, you know what I mean? And that's how we keep stuff moving, man. I'm going to tell you something. Relationship woes is taking off, so y'all better tune in. Tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy is in. You know what I mean? 310-861-2317. This song goes out to my co-host, Nia. Keep doing your thing, baby. man, we got to shout out our girl, Nia Hernandez, man, for doing her thing, man, and being woman enough to bear her heart on blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife, man. We just want to give a sincere thank you to her for doing that. Got to give y'all a shout out about another event. LaFonda, I think I did. If I didn't, I got to do it again. LaFonda, 9:30 to 2 a.m. It's going to be every other Wednesday, y'all. It's going to be the Trade Love Lounge, 2501 Wishel Boulevard, 90057. Man, it cracked off last night, you know, so I got to give a major shout to my girl, DJ Jamar Collins, doing her thizzle. Also, y'all, don't forget to check out Big T tonight, Capri, L.A. Convention Center, Mother's Day show, May 12, 2012, 6 to 10 p.m., free gifts to the first 100 people. Also, y'all, I got a couple more things I got to make sure I get out, y'all, because we got a whole bunch of stuff going on. So got to run my promotional and media department from there, man. We're going to get it in with our guests. But don't forget, y'all, Hope Flood, who is a sincere queen of comedy, one of my best friends in the comedy game. She's doing Females in Comedy Comedy Association, Miss Rich Entertainment, and the J-Spot, Female Comics Rock Week. Wednesday, 4:25, you're going to have Dahlia Lauren. My girl Tiffany Haddash is going to be at the J-Spot hosting on April 26th. I'm going to tell y'all something, y'all. It's a lot of funny females out there. Tiffany is a sincere beast. Some of y'all seen her on Def Jam, Cube Movies, and beyond. Aretha Jones, who played my mother in My Big Fat Hip Hop Family, she's also going to be on that show, on the 10:30 show that same night, 4:26. 4:27, you're going to have Edwina White. She's a very hilarious comic. I love this lady on the 27th. Also on the 27th, on the 10:30 show, Thick With It, hosted by Lunell. Man, for those of you who know, you know what's up. Lunell gets down. 4:28, yo, for those of you who know Kim Wheeling, she does what she does, man. Next Friday, she's going to be doing her thing. This is all at the J-Spot, y'all. 4:28, Hope is going to be doing her thing on the 10:30 show. And on the 29th, to take it home, they're going to have Flame doing his thing. So if y'all caught that, his thing. So that's how it goes out there. But I'm actually going to be jumping on a couple of them shows and, you know, getting the crowd going and just kind of helping Hope out and also doing promotional and PR for that, man. I mean, Hope is a diamond amongst comics, man. She keeps everything going. The J-Spot is located at 5581 West Manchester Boulevard, L.A., California, 90045. Let me share that. From there, I'm putting that on my page right now, y'all. Once I share that, I'm going to see what's up with Nia. And then, because I know she had to bust a quick move. And then from there, I'm going to open the lines up, and we're going to continue the discussion, y'all. This is a hot topic. So this is one we may end up taking for another week because, hey, it just is what it is. Let me see who's still on the line here. Nia, are you with me?
I was like, did he mute my mic? I cannot talk. I know I hear myself speaking and no one else does.
Find it in your heart to forgive me, please. Let's see
nothing
if this person
love. Nothing but love.
I appreciate it. 310-695. I know that Darren was on the line. 310-695. Your mic is open.
That's me.
Okay, Darren, what's up with you, man? How you feeling, brother?
Hey, man, I'm on break right now. I'm on a movie set shooting a movie, bruh, but I just wanted to always support you and Nia, you know, doing y'all thing, and I kind of got the tail end of, you know, what the topic was, and I had to reach back and figure out who I ain't got over, man. I didn't let a few get away, bruh.
He said a few.
You know what I mean? But it definitely wasn't them. It was me. But we'll just stick to the recent future, or the recent past of somebody who I wish it had worked out, but it didn't. But I actually had to have several counseling sessions, actually with other women, to tell me that there was nothing more that I could do as a man to address the issues that separated us apart. And basically, she couldn't get past the hurt and the pain that had been caused by previous relationships and brought them into our relationship where I was always suspect of doing what her past had done. And
wow.
I just... I couldn't take it. I just couldn't take it. And I tried, but I couldn't pull it off.
I think that's why it's important to make sure that before people go, you know, into another relationship or even try opening those doors, heal yourself, right? Because it sounds like you were doing the right things to make sure that you were able to communicate with her and you know, maybe reassure her that everything was good on your end. But then if the other person is not healed, it's still a broken wagon, right? Like the one wheel just doesn't work, and so you're not going anywhere.
Well, let me give you an example of actually what I actually had to experience. We had just started dating, and she had a daughter, maybe I think like 12 or 13, and I bought her some matching slippers and gloves, and it was unannounced, and I brought them to her, and she basically said, "Where's mine?" And it just threw me back. I almost went backwards down Rosecrans. Because, I mean, literally, I almost slid backwards down Rosecrans because I'm like, wow. I mean, I thought enough of your child to get your child something, and you saying, well, where's mine? I'm like, wow. So, that was just a situation where, wow, there was nothing that I could do with that situation.
Well, something like that to me, and like, you know, I always feel like to a degree we all have different thresholds as to what we are willing to deal with and what we can deal with. When something can be talked about and talked through and cleared up, I think it should be. And if it's something where the person just doesn't understand or can't get it because they're still broken inside, you can't put those pieces back together for that person. That person has to do what they need to do to become whole again so that they can contribute something to a healthy relationship.
Wow, that's deep. I actually muted Darren because there was a lot of noise going in the back. I'm going to bring him back so he can continue to talk. It's just to knock the feedback down while you're responding. I was just doing that, just letting the callers know, and especially letting him know, because it's much respect to this brother that just continues to show so much support to Handsome Life Radio. So I got your mic back open, Darren, for you to respond.
Yeah, I kind of lost my train of thought, but I think these topics that you guys talk about are so very important, I think the best way I can describe it is that we have to look at our part in situations instead of pointing the finger and blaming everyone for making us feel a certain way. I know I had to. I had to really look at. I started the ball rolling, and no one takes advantage of me if I don't allow them to.
That's right.
But the same time, you and I said it before, you have to bring more to the table than just an appetite. If all you got is good pussy, then you're not enough for me.
That's right. That's what I be saying.
You're not enough. And if you think that that's what you do to contribute to the relationship, not a pecky. So you're still short. And you wasting my time because I need much more.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I need much more depth and weight than that.
I want to just jump in on that and tag on something that happened to me on a personal thing I went through. There was a young lady I dated for quite some time. I was really, really into this girl, man. This girl was like, you know, she was everything. She was a straight up dime. You know what I mean? Everything any man would want in a woman. But she had a mindset of, okay, well, we're going to get together. I'm not going to work. I mean, I'm just letting y'all know that, like, that's how she, I'm not going to work. And it was like after that, it pretty wasn't nothing else said. We're going to get together, and when we get together, I'm not going to work. And for as attractive as she was, I tried to talk, like, to her with some sense. But when she felt like she was supposed to get with me and she wasn't supposed to work, that's when I knew it was going to be a problem. And that's why the relationship didn't work out, because a lot of times, you know, you get women that do think that just their looks and their vagina is enough to carry them. And I truly say to, and even for us fellas, you know, sometimes it's like, hey, what if we thought like that? You know, which some guys do have that gigolo-ish mentality, but at the same time, that's not fulfilling or bringing anything to the betterment of any person. My thing is, like Nia said about when you're dealing with, you know, getting over a relationship, make sure that you're healed. And even, I'm going to tell somebody that's probably listening right now and can relate to where I'm going to go here. If you're just getting out of a relationship and you're hurting right now, here's something I think you should do. It's the best advice I could give you. Go to school. Go back to school. Take a couple college classes. Just go down to the LACC, the community college. I'm not saying go and get no bachelor's degree. I'm saying go back to school. Because you know what happens when you go to school? It gets your mind tuned, you network, you end up working with other people, and it's just something to do. And, again, I do understand, especially for women, women don't want to just put their bodies out like that. So I understand where women coming from not wanting to just sleep with somebody just to be doing it. You know what I mean? Just to get over stuff. That I understand. You know, I'm coming from more of a male point of view and a male aspect. You know, what would drive Trey, but even some schooling, you know, putting myself into my work, that's how I've been able to get over relationships. Now, I'm going to play this song, y'all, and we're going to come right back because we're limited on time. But, again, just thank everybody for calling in, man. We're going to make this happen. Be right back after this song.
I just wanna be in love.
Dill, a loving husband. Peyton, a devoted wife. Best friends. Or are they really? Somebody's keeping secrets. Somebody's telling lies. Danger is lurking from within. A betrayal so shocking, you won't see it coming. A book so suspenseful and heart-pounding, it will have you on the edge of your seat. Watch out. This novel gives a whole new meaning to the phrase, keep your friends close and your enemies even closer. Closer Than Enemies, the debut novel from Arkansas author Karen Coleman. Visit KarenColeman.org and get your copy today. Closer Than Enemies.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. Tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy is in, 310-861-2317. Got a couple of more major events to shout out, and then we have our proud sponsor tonight, Capri, going to get on the line and express to us her feelings on today's topic. When do you know you're over someone? Guys, I'm really in a blessed position right now. God is just moving his hands and he's opening so many doors for me. I will be hosting and doing some stand-up comedy for Mr. Brian White and actress Reagan Gomez's birthday party. It's the second annual Celebrity Birthday Bash 2012, this Saturday, April 21st, 2012. It's going to be an all-star lineup, man, at Club 3100 on Wilshire, 3100 Wilshire Boulevard, at the Westmoreland, Los Angeles, California, 90017. Deshaun Gabeza, Kevin Rouse, Total Entertainment, Sean McKnight, Shelly McGurk, Jimmy Jones, Nikita White, Deborah Ella Jennings, J. Michaels Entertainment, the Entertainment District, Nicole Cartier. It cordially invites you out, man. And then to top it off, don't forget, you know, Mr. Trey Love will be in the building. I'm going to tell you, y'all, you know I got to be suited and booted that night because y'all got to hear this wild joke I wrote about Brian White being my play cousin, because see, y'all don't understand, you know, I'm in Hollywood trying to make it, right? So I had told somebody like I was his short, thick cousin, and they went for it. You know what I'm saying? So,
wow.
Neil, I'm selling. What am I selling myself, or am I selling myself?
Selling yourself. Do your thing.
You know,
don't hold it against you.
I'm Brian White, short, thick cousin. I'm his little thick cousin. You know, the one on his daddy's side.
Daddy's cousin's uncle side.
Yeah, you know, I'm a short, thick cousin. You know what I'm saying? Because I played it. Somebody's like, dang, you know, I seen the picture of you and him, and it looks like y'all could be related. So, you know, I ran with that. So I can't wait to get on stage and tell this joke about how I'm just running around Hollywood lying, getting indoors and whatnot, making things happen, saying I'm his short, thick cousin. All right, speaking of thick, I got one of my main ladies, you know what I'm saying? Actually, the main lady, you know, supporting this radio show and station. She's been down with us since day one, man. You know, she's always got something cracking. And do not forget, y'all, L.A. Convention Center, Mother's Day show, May 12th. She's going to be doing her fizzle, man. I'm going to let her give y'all all the information. 6 to 10 p.m., free gifts for the first 100 guests. I want to welcome – hold on, I got to get her a song. You know what? I got to get her a song. I can't just bring her to the station. Neil, what you think I should do? Coco. What kind
Breakout.
Of song you think?
Breakout.
Because you know who I'm talking about, huh?
Because I know.
Breakout.
Bring it on.
Breakout. Let me see the closest I can get to Breakout.
Let me see if I can get, that other.
Mhm. I gotta get a song for her. She, you know, when I bring her to the stage, we gotta get something good for her. Coco, because we done switched your name up.
We'll deal with it.
Okay, let me see something. I think I got the perfect song for her, because this one here.
I have two Facebook pages. One, my personal page, where, you know, people who are close to me live, and then I have also my second page where I use for the business and promotions and everything. So what I want to say is thank you to everyone who sent happy birthdays to me yesterday. I have not gotten on Facebook in about 2 weeks. I tried to do likes yesterday because I have a real life to live outside of Facebook, but I promise you the love that I felt yesterday and the joy that I felt when I got all of the happy birthdays from everybody between the two pages, I promise you I felt like a queen yesterday. So my sincere thanks to everybody.
Oh man, well that's love, and I'm knowing everybody meant it, because I'm telling you, everybody was like, "Yo, it's me a birthday today." Even when we was out last night, everybody, you know, it's me a birthday today. Seriously, we was talking about you last night at the club. So again, I hope you felt like a queen, because sincerely you are. You know what I'm saying? And that's really coming from your home station over here, Handsome Life. You feel me?
I feel you, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, now I got to bring, you know what I'm saying, the queen of Fixotics, baby, to the forefront. It's about to go down. Hold on. See, this is the song I chose for her. Peep this, y'all. Just take a listen for a second. That fiddle, right?
Got me doing my dance.
Right, because every time you see Fixotics in the building, this is how it goes down.
That's how it goes down.
Y'all better tune in, tell a friend. The Playboy Comedy is in. And it's about to go down.
How do
we got our main sponsor on the line. You know what I'm saying? This is a song she loves. So I'm going to let y'all vibe to this a little bit.
We evolved from,
you know,
small to
tall. Story. You know, me and her talk about them little folks and little chicks out there saying things about what Fixotics be doing, right? But how come when they hit the stage, everybody just back up, like, whoa? Because them girls...
I just put them on haterade, that deep down in your face, it tastes like lemonade, scrunch your face when you're in your face. I be sippin' on haterade, that deep down get your face, that flavor lemonade, scratch your face when you see me face. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm not listening, I'm not interested. Welcome to Handsome Life Radio. How you doing, Big T?
I am doing wonderful. Fixotics, you got me talking over here.
Fixotics is in the building, y'all.
I want to say shout out to Handsome Life Radio, to my baby Trey Love. This is my family. Like you said, I've been down since day number one. I am so proud of you, so very proud of you. I listen to different blog talk radio shows, and I have to tell you that you are the best.
Whoa.
And
okay.
I really, really, really enjoyed tonight's show. I've been listening in, and you all have made some very wonderful, wonderful comments and additions to the show. So shout out to all of you. Shout out to Mia. Happy belated birthday to you, love.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, beautiful one.
And thank you all for your support, continued support of Fixotics. Like Trey just said, we have our upcoming third annual Mother's Day show the day before Mother's Day on May 12th at the L.A. Convention Center. Fixotics will be reproducing their version of The Wiz. And if you know like I know, Fixotics is about to put a twist on it, and it's going to blow their mind. So if you have time, come on out and check us out. First 100 guests get 100 gifts, free gifts. We also have a banquet dinner, drinks available. It's going to be a real fun night. Entire family is invited. So check us out.
Well, you know for a fact, if you know, like I know, that I have to be there because someone is celebrating their first Mother's Day this year. So that's how we're going to celebrate by coming out. You already know that, so... Yeah, this is her first Mother's Day, so, you know, we're going to be on the front row, you know what I mean, getting down, sitting right there, enjoying ourselves, and we always support and are at every time she hear, but when tonight you're doing something, let me know. So, we lifers over here. We following the exotics. We don't care where y'all at. We groupies over here. You know what I'm saying? So that's going to be that's the first Mother's Day, so, you know, we're going to be in the building.
I remember that night I was over at La Fonda, and I thought I was in the crowd by myself modeling, and I heard someone shouting and screaming, and my family was in the house. And I looked down and saw the bear that just lifted my heart, and I really appreciated that.
Oh, man, we show love. But see, for those of you who are listening who have actually, Nia, you've been out. You've seen how they do it, right?
Come on. You know I know how they get down. Oof. I've seen at least, I want to say, 6 or 7 shows.
I'm going to just tell you. T, let me tell you how I be, though, right? You know, I'm going to tell you, low-key, you teach everybody how to model, even if they just watching you. Like, I had to do this runway, and all I thought about y'all know, and you can relate me when they say, before I went, yeah, you feel on my booty, you're turning me on, and tonight you grab them big old hips of her. T, when you do it. You had on red at the black and white thing on the yep. set at first. I say, boy, this woman here, and I mean you do it, she did it. Look. I'm gonna tell you like this. We gonna be in the building May 12th celebrating Mother's Day, and you best believe that, because yeah, I wanna see you do it again.
That really warms my heart. Again, I really thank you. And I'm sorry,
yeah.
baby. I wanted to make a comment on your topic tonight on when you
because I want to bring Darren back in, because I know he want to shout you out, too, and show you some love. He's still on hold. So go ahead and talk about the topic and then bring Darren back in before we close the show.
Real quick, I'll just have to say, I saw a post not too long ago that said women say that it's very hard to find a good man, but I challenge you to find a woman that's not damaged. And it focused on renewing yourself before you try to go find love in someone else. Self-love is key. And that really spoke to me, and it was very profound, because when I started my company, people would say to me, hey, nobody's going to look at fat girls, nobody wants to see fat women, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And if I could listen to the detractors, I wouldn't be where I'm at now. You know, we just come back from London performing.
Mm-hmm.
We're on our way to Paris in June. We are booked to be on the Wendy Williams show. We've opened for...
Wow.
We're getting ready to open for Frankie Beverly. Things are happening for this company that all got. So, you know, the self-love is important, because that's what has kept me. At the beginning of this, I broke up a relationship of 7 years because the gentleman was a hater. And he could not take the instant fame that came with the exotic. And it was a hurting feeling, and no one knew this was going on, because I'm such a strong person and I'm always upbeat, and I come off as a person, as a defender. But you made a very good comment, Trey, about when you break up, go to school, feed your mind, keep your mind busy so that you can get over that hump. And it's going to get better. It's going to take some time. It's a horrible feeling, but it's going to get better. And I just want everybody who's listening out there who might be going through something to know that time is the greatest equalizer. It heals all things. Just hold on and believe in love. Believe in love. You will survive. And that's all I have to say on that topic.
Oh man, thank you for your inspirational words, man. That's just words of wisdom. I'm gonna let the mic go a little bit, because you can choke me up over here, Darren. I know you want to jump in. Go on and chime in and just show tonight some love and kind of comment on what we're talking about today. Darren,
you got me?
Yeah, I got you, brother.
I'm here. Somebody asked me. Why aren't you in a relationship? They actually, first of all, said, why aren't you in a relationship? And then they saw my pictures or whatever on Facebook, and they says, you're a playboy, aren't you? You're a player. And I said, well, you know what? I get that all the time. I said, but you know what? I'm in school. You know what I mean? I'm doing my photography. I'm doing my first movie right now. You know what I mean? And a lot of things personally are happening for me, you know, individually as a man that, you know, any woman that will be in my life, I mean, it's just flat out, bruh. It's like you either an asset or you a liability in my life right now. There ain't no gray areas. You either trying to help me get to where I want to go or you in my way. My job is I want to help you get to where you want to go. And, you know, if I can't be an asset in a woman's life, then I'm a liability. There just is no gray area. And I know as men, we try to stay in a gray area real long. We try to keep one foot in yesterday and one foot in tomorrow, and then we just screw up all over today. So I know it's real easy to do that, but when it took me a long time to realize that I needed to get me together before I start looking for that, we'll say, ideal person that I think would be compatible.
Wow. That's actually I love when we have gentlemen calling into the show, and I know Nia can attest to this as well. You know, that's what I like to call a grown man statement. What I like about grown men statements is a lot of times, you know, black men we're given reputations. Just like, for example, let me talk about the young brother that lost his life, Trayvon Martin. Just because he was black, he was given a reputation. You know, he was given. He had to be doing something wrong simply because he was black. So, and a black male at that. So again, let me go to it's some things that came up about, especially tonight. I brought this up and it was perfect. A lot of women are not honest enough with themselves to admit they have been damaged. A lot of times, you know, I go through things where I'm talking to women and, you know, we're talking about different things and you know, because of things, and I know, Darren, you can relate to this because we've, you know, had certain discussions. There are times in your, say, your youth, your very young youth, that you were a womanizer, that you were somewhat of a player or somewhat of a gigolo, or that dreaded word that people like to use, pimp or Mac, or, you know, how it was you was doing your thing, you know. Well, here's my thing coming to, you know, just sharing this with you know, my listeners. You go through things. You know, I lost my mom. I didn't have nobody, so I had to depend on whatever the gift that God gave me. God gave me some talent. He gave me some gifts. And to be honest, y'all, I've struggled. My mom died in 97. I've been struggling for a long time on my own without a mother, and I just want to what I want to do is to the women who I know personally that I've affected, because I know I've broke some hearts out there. And the thing is, I'm gonna be honest. I know that that like Tanaya said, just let time hold on. The world has an excellent accounting system. So in order to clear myself with people in my past, I just want to say to whatever woman out there that I've hurt, that still bothered, and even to the baby's mother of mine, my twin's mother that I know can't stand me, I even apologize to her. I just want to send, and from my brothers and from the black men out there that know that we've hurt women, you know what I mean? Because, see, we need to heal our race. We need to heal our community, you know, and I'm not taking anything away from anyone else's community, but their community seems to be doing fine. We're the ones that seem to be constantly, you know, going through the rigmarole, and our women constantly being hurt and upset and, like, you know, having certain mentalities about us. So from Trey Love and Handsome Life Radio, and from the brothers that I know that have made mistakes, women, ladies, what you got to do is this is how I'm going to tell you how it's going to heal and make us better men. Start saying more positive things about us. That's what we need, positive reinforcement, even if it isn't true. If you tell someone, you know what, I like how you doing your thing. You may not even like it, but that person come back a year later, 2 years later, being a person that's not even funny as a comedian, but you don't discourage them, you encourage them. Next thing you know, you see someone with major status because you just encourage them instead of discouraging them. So what I'm saying, ladies, in order to help us men and fellas, and I'm going to say to the cats like Nia's dude that keeps texting her, a man going to be a man, but brother, if you know that you were wrong to the woman and you didn't do right by the woman, Nia, I totally understand where you're coming from. It is very selfish, and he shouldn't be doing it. But again, like I said, I can't speak for everybody, and certain things I'm saying, I may be breaking the man code, but I'm coming from the heart because, again, what it's about is about healing. That's why I have this show. That's why we do this relationship woe segment, because what we want to do is we want to take everything that we went through, we want to take it, and we want to be able to put it behind us and continue to live. I was talking to my girl the other day about just things that happened in my life, and I said, I just wish I could take a few years of my life and just take a napkin and wipe them away like they never existed or they never happened. But again, we all know that we can't do that. We have to accept our past, know our past happened, but what we can do is we can bury that past and not deal with it, not think about it, but let's live and move forward. I'm about to let y'all go. So next week, tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy will be in from 7 to 9 p.m., 310-861-2317. But before I do, make sure y'all know Hope Flood going to be doing her thing all at the J-Spot, the 26th through the 30th. I'm going to be doing Brian White's, and Elder Barge and Elder Barge Jr. will be there too, on hand with a whole bunch of other celebrities. Brian White's birthday party, Club 3100 on Wilshire. 3100 Wilshire Boulevard, every first and third Wednesday. Y'all can catch me at La Fonda, 2501 Wilshire Boulevard, 90057. And last but definitely not, make sure that you all know that the L.A. Convention Center is going down. Mother's Day show, May 12th, 6 to 10 p.m., free gifts to the first 100 guests. That's going to be Big T doing her fizzle, the performance of the Wiz, which I cannot wait to see. And don't forget, y'all, on April 27, 2012, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Springs Loft Penthouse, 650 South Spring Street, PH, Los Angeles, California. You can see myself, Dr. Ryle Sims, getting down, man. We're going to be talking about Can We Love You Wholeheartedly? That's from men to women. I love doing segments like this because I'm a man. I'm a real man about how I feel, about my emotions, and about my love. And to the fellas out there that's playing games with these women, man, you know, when you get a certain age, bruh, it's like when you're not a child no more, put away your childish things. This is Trey Love, y'all, signing off. Catch y'all next week. But until then, we'll set you free. Thank you.
girl. Yeah.